Here we go. Summer's almost here. That's Steve Barish. This is Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. I appreciate our second show live this year, and I appreciate you guys trying to get Bill Orazio woke up, get my motorcycle motor. Keep bugging him. So anyhow, Steve's a man on the prowl tonight. Where are you at, Steve?
I'm in Toronto.
How's everything in Toronto?
It's so beautiful here. I've been in a lot of different cities, but Toronto, for some odd reason, is extremely clean. Very, very clean city.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful.
And you have
really,
a receptor
really
on, I'll bet you.
Yep. My receptor and my projector.
Well, you're running a double load, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. When I go away, I usually wear my receptor and my projector, yeah.
Sounds pretty good to me. So
it's like American Express.
Toronto.
That's
Toronto. I'm thinking of Ontario. Where's Toronto at, anyway? Ontario's near Buffalo, where I used to live. Toronto's north of you, right? It's up there north of you.
It's 170 miles from Rochester, New York, straight up.
So what brought you up there, an art show?
Yeah, I have a friend of mine who's a professor at RIT, and she did a television program, actually putting myself and my brothers in a television-type mode.
Yeah.
It took her 8 hours to do, and so I told her I would come up to be in the show with her, and so I am. It's really great. It's just it's a wonderful place to be.
Are you doing, like, body art, where you get body painted and then you walk around and stuff, or what?
No, I'm just, it's really a lot of fun, Fred. There's a lot of nice people up here. The people in Toronto are very nice. It's just different up here. It's, the streets are very clean. There's no paper. There's no junk on the streets. I went to the Royal Ontario Museum this afternoon, and I wanted to see the Dead Sea Scrolls, but I missed them by 6 days. And, but I did go through the museum, and it's so beautiful in there. They just, they do everything just really right.
Ontario's a pretty clean town, too. I thought most of the
Ontario, Canada is basically very clean. And also the food. There's no additives to foods here, which make it really, really great. And I brought my own teas to drink.
Yeah.
And they have tea up here. I had some vegetables for dinner. And, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm watching, my meat intake. And, so I'm trying to do the best I possibly can for myself. And I'm doing a lot more walking, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What did you do? How'd you get up there? You probably drove your sports car up there with the top down, right?
I won't have that puppy out till probably mid-April, I think.
Oh, that sucks.
It's, yeah, but I'll have it up here in Toronto. I'm going to take it to a lot of shows in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, all kinds of stuff. But the main thing is that I'm really enjoying my life right now, and doing this show is really a lot of help for me. It gives me a lot of inspiration.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you are really in the enjoyment mode.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about, Fred, being happy and just enjoying life. At 67, enjoy life.
Yeah, so anyway, I strained my back about a week ago. I don't even know, I was out there I was out there shoveling a little bit, but it wasn't the shovel. I was standing up and all of
right.
it went wacko, wacko, you know. And I've been
really
since, yeah. It happened.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be a factor of age, because I did this to myself, you know, probably every 10 years. I screw myself up pretty good every decade.
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, I got a bird. He's just chewing on me. He thinks I've got food in my mouth, but I don't. So, and my other sidekick's a little different than you. He's got green feathers.
He's got green feathers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy.
He's got
blue.
Green feathers?
Yeah, green feathers. What color feathers
cool.
do you have? You have regular feathers, right? White ones? So anyhow, you know Buddy Boo. You've seen it. Well, you don't, that's right. You don't
yes.
ever watch the video because you got a computer yet?
Nope, don't have a computer yet, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. So are you inside or outside right now?
Well, I'm outside right now. I didn't want to disturb anybody, and, you know, it's a little noisy in there, so I just walked outside to talk. So I'm in my car, and I'm
Oh, you're in your car.
Oh,
you're in your sports car with the top up.
If I was in my sports car and I had the top up, both of us wouldn't be able to hear what I was talking about.
Yeah, I remember you called me one day and you were doing about 180, and you said, "Can you hear? Can I hear you?" And I said, "I heard, sound like you're in a jet, you know." So anyway,
it's so much. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what happened? How did your week go? Since we haven't spoke for since last Thursday.
It's just a fantastic, fantastic car. Just a fantastic. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm looking.
That's okay. I just wanted to find out what car are you driving now. Anyway,
I'm driving my Camry. I took my Camry up to Rochester, and it's really a good running car. And you know, I get a pretty good gas mileage. It's a 4-cylinder. It's not a 6. And
oh, cool.
You know, it's fun. It's fun.
That's excellent.
Yeah, I get about 32 miles a gallon, you know, so it's, you know, it's pretty good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Trying to fool around here with today the Ustream thing is acting goofy. I can't get it to stop.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, that flamethrower you sent me.
Oh, yeah, what's
really
for that?
Incredible. What's going on with that is that when I put it in the room, or actually when I took it out of the box, my hair on my arms stood on edge.
Yeah.
I put it in my second bedroom. Now, I have a lot of energy in that second room.
Right.
And, it increased the energy tremendously.
Wow.
So I could feel the vortex opening up even more above me, and it felt like the room was of a higher energy. In other words, the energy of it just was increasing so much. It was really, really great. A lot of fun. A lot of fun to be in that room with all that energy.
Yeah, well, my bird here, my sidekick, when you just talk about it, he was very excited. Can you hear him in the background?
Yes, I hear him.
Yeah,
I hear him.
You know, he's here. He doesn't. He wanted to. I don't think he wants any shawoozy today. And I'm drinking. I got tea from Vince's Spaghetti. We got this. When you come out here, I'll take you to Vince's Spaghetti. They have a vegetarian spaghetti. Oh, I talked to the owner yesterday to die for, and they have great natural iced tea, too. You know, I just drank a quart.
Really?
I just drank a quart.
That sounds cool.
I'm going to be wired pretty good tonight. Yeah, they have the franchise outfit, and this lady owns it. And I usually go down there and once a week and get a bunch of spaghetti and bring it home, eat it all week.
Right. I'll tell you, it's so interesting that the energies that are coming through are so powerful now. And it feels really, really good, Fred. The energies are just so pure.
Yeah, there's a book. Let me grab this book here. I'm going to give you the name of a book. Just be right back. I'm just going right around the corner here to get this book. A friend of us, you know, we're working on the X1 healing machine, right?
Yes, yes.
And actually, Fred Lord's over in Hawaii actually doing some construction on it right now as we speak, which is pretty cool. And some of the doctors that are working with us are pretty well known. One of them here, I met him through Victor Garcia, Hector.
Right.
A book called Physics of Miracles.
Uh-huh.
And I recommend it. I'm showing it up on the screen here. I recommend that everybody get the Physics of Miracles. And,
yes.
It's tapping into the field of conscious potential. And they have, basically, what they're doing is they're doing a similar procedure as what we do with the projector. They haven't, one of the Dr. Garcia, who is in here, I don't know what chapter, page 100 and something, he uses a lot of our stuff in his clinic. These guys are world famous. This book was written by Richard Bartlett, who's a direct chiropractor and naturopath doctor. But he's the guy that started a form of healing called Matrix Energies. Have you heard of it?
Okay.
And Energies, Matrix Energies is using sort of like EFT, sort of like what you do, without, they're not there. He's not using the projector, I don't think, yet. But his partner is, and he's really good. And
that's cool.
So, but it's a new form of healing that's really fast. When you get out here, hopefully I'll get to introduce you to some of these people if you stay around long enough.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. I'm going to be there for probably a week and a half or so. Yeah,
that makes a lot more sense, you know.
Yeah, I want to enjoy your company. I want to enjoy, you know, going to. I want to get on one of those double decker buses and go around Beverly Hills and say, oh, that's Clark Gable's home, and you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, they have all that, you know.
Yeah. But
they have
really
all that. And you can actually probably, if you go around at night, you can actually break into houses and stuff, you know. And watch the stars sleep.
Well, I want to hang out with you for a while.
Buddy thought that was funny. Did you hear him laughing?
Yeah. Yep.
Buddy, were you laughing?
He's a good bird.
He's starting to talk now a little bit. He's only a year and a half old. But May
That's
is
great.
Really 2 years old, actually.
Cool.
But anyway, he's a pretty good bird, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, the flamethrower, what I'm trying to say is that this book's like this Matrix stuff. The consciousness of the hologram is finally hitting this planet, you know?
Right.
And we've been doing this, you know, for a long time.
Yes.
So as there
well, I'll tell you, yeah, I'm funny. Go ahead, Fred. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead first.
Well, I'm just saying that the energy that's coming in now is very clean, and it's very clear and very concise. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The reason that I'm wearing both necklaces, actually, is that I'm opening up to new energies that I've never felt before. And they're becoming very, very strong, and both necklaces are really working and at a very high rate. So the energies that I'm feeling are extremely high, and they're really a lot of fun to be with. So if people do have their receptors and projectors, I would certainly wear them, because right now is a time really to wear them. I know in my room... the energy is so high that when I walk into the room looks like it disappears. And we've done that before, you and I together, you know, you and your children and me and myself, and actually the room will disappear. So it becomes very transparent. And I'm becoming more transparent as I'm working and with both these necklaces on. So it might not be a bad idea for people that are advanced to wear both those necklaces and see what they can see, because it's really pure.
Yeah, the silver ones, you know, the ones you have are platinum and gold now. But
yes.
A lot of people don't realize it. And I'm working on this other, some X1 studies. I've been studying the effects of different metals on the body and healing. And
right.
It was written by this, forget his name, medical doctor. They did a lot of bone surgery and bone healing. The X1 will probably have the potential of helping grow limbs back. In other words, if you have a broken finger. Now, a child, for example, if you cut off below the finger, like they get trapped in doors and fans.
Yes.
The lower,
yes.
Lower joint, the finger will completely grow back if you leave it alone. If you try to sew the tip back on, it'll be a mess. If you leave it alone, it'll actually grow back.
That's amazing. Really amazing.
Yeah, and as a result of that, these guys, you know, people had hip injuries and broken hips and stuff. And
yes.
Gunshot wounds and battle wounds and things like that. So they started using electricity, putting a positive charge in the center of the body, and putting a negative charge on the surface of the body outside where the wound is. But they had to insert a needle down into the infection area.
Right.
And so what happens is, they found that by using silver needles, remember silver was our first natural antibiotic.
Yes, yes.
And so they got that developed, and they worked in a lot of hospitals with it. And then some other people came along and started using electromagnetic energies so you didn't have to dig a hole in somebody's skin and push a needle down in there, you know. That was the next thing science went. And the bottom line was, though, when they found, when using a lot of silver on the body, you know.
Yes.
Typically, there'll be, from fractured bones, there'll be 5 to 7 different bacterial infections inside the body. And you can't use that many antibiotics on somebody. It just, the body gets confused and doesn't do anything. So the nice thing about silver and using the silver receptor, you know, or a silver bridge or whatever on a receptor.
Right.
It creates that healing process in the body. That's why
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Yeah, so gold will do the same thing, not quite as fast that way, but the gold has a overall effect on the cell structure, you know, the healing process rather than the medicinal process.
Right. So I know that I wore my...
Yeah, that's why we're developing this professional line of receptors that will only be available in silver and gold bridge that we're going to come out with. And so hopefully we'll have a few of those to show people at the show. You know,
that would be wonderful.
Yeah, they have different names. One's called the healer, one's called the meditator, one's called, we were going to call it the enforcer, but Kel says, no, that sounds a little bit strong. So we made it a negotiator. So these things will be designed with a certain quantum field to do a specific purpose. So they won't be for the young at heart or the casual wearer like most people are. These are going to be specific. For example, you're probably going to want one. The healer, when you see it, you're going to want one just for heavy duty jobs. You know what I mean?
Right.
You need to get down in there and do some. Antibacterial healing on somebody.
Right.
What we're doing is we're actually adding another layer of technology, and we're not phasing anything out, you know, from what we have now. We're adding another layer because we've learned to work with the energies, a lot of it because of your work, in a specific manner. And then with the chiropractic field coming to where it is now, it's the perfect match. And the chiropractic field is definitely going in the quantum direction. That's why that's a big market for the X1 machine that we're working on now.
That ought to be quite some machine, Fred. I'd love to see that.
Hopefully by the time you get here, Fred Lord will be here, and we'll have some of it breadboarded, and you can play with it, you know?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to play.
Yeah, the one of my chat room people was asking about the silver receptor with the gold bridge, the duotone. Why don't you explain, because you've worked with that a lot with people. Can you explain what
what I do is when I'm using I have the 18-karat gold receptor, and I have a platinum bridge with diamonds in it. And the reason I got the platinum bridge was I needed something really to really kick up the energy, and that certainly did that. So what I do is that when I'm wearing the receptor, my whole back lights up. In other words, if you can see the energy when you put on your receptor, either gold, silver, platinum, whatever the case may be, your whole back will light up. It's really incredible the amount of energy, and whatever you're doing for yourself, you're doing for your client. So the amount of energy that's going from your body to a client's body is really amazing, plus the energy that comes from heaven. So what I do is that the frequencies are so high that it just changes people. It just absolutely changes people. So the wonderful thing about the receptors is that it really moves you to a different level that you can't reach only with the receptor or only just by giving up more more energy. And what I mean by that is you need to allow yourself to let go. And once you start letting go, you can really receive tremendous energy through that receptor, and the energy is extremely high. And that's what people are feeling when you're working on them. So what I tell people is that just let yourself go. And I've had people ask me, how long have you had the receptor? And I said, well, I've had this for about 3-4 years. Silver one I had for 8 years.
Yeah, and when we came up to Canada, when you first started wearing them, you had the silver one, I believe. Which one?
Right, I bought the silver one right away.
Yeah.
And I noticed the changes right away. I remember walking outside, and I saw a lot of black pouring out my back, and I called you right away. And I said, Fred, there's a tremendous amount of black pouring out my back. And that was 3 or 4 days into wearing it, Fred. Not 3-4 years, but 3-4 days. And what you said was, well, that's the X-rays that you've had in your life that are just pouring out of your body.
Oh, yeah. The X-rays, people don't realize how damaging those X-rays are. And now the thing is happening is that they're using the full-body scanner in the airports.
That's
a good dose of radiation. It's an X-ray device that's similar, but it also uses ultrasound. It's
yes.
A combination of stuff.
Right.
And what's always been interesting is when we go to airports, right?
Yeah.
We always will have a box of receptors we're carrying with us to go to a show or a lecture or something, right?
Right.
And so they always stop us because it absorbs all the radiation out of their X-ray machine, and they get a funny reading.
So
when you're taking these through the airport, you know how you put the thing on the little metal tray and it goes through the little machine?
Yes.
It sets off everything because it absorbs all the radiation, which is really funny. So if you're wearing one, okay, on your body, what happens is it doesn't show up on the metal detector. The platinum, silver, or the gold, none of them show up on the metal detector if you're wearing them because they're in a different mode of operation.
Okay.
And it reflects the energy and neutralizes it, and so it doesn't set off the little bell, so they come out with their magic wand give you a rub down, you know?
Yeah. Gotcha.
Some airports get real weird. about that, if they have to come out and pat you down because you didn't, they get, you know, then they practically stick the probe up your butt, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So anyhow, I know you don't. You travel on the train when you come out here.
Yes, I do. I travel by train.
Now, they don't check for stuff there, right? They don't. When you go on a train, you don't have to go through a detector or anything.
No, you don't have to do anything of that nature, and you meet some really lovely people on the train. And when you get to Arizona, I think it's Arizona, New Mexico.
Yeah.
There's people there that will talk about the West. And so, you know, they spend an hour and a half, and they talk about this happened here and that happened there. And it's really a lot of fun for me to see the country. My brother flies all over, and he says, Steve, I'm so sick and tired of waiting for 3 hours to get to my plane, another hour and a half to take off. He says, no wonder you don't like to fly. So I don't like to fly because I have a fear of it, but I just as soon just take a train and enjoy myself and rest and relax. So that's what I do. But getting back to the silver receptor, I don't know how many people realize that colloidal silver has been used for, I don't know how long, 1,000 years maybe?
Yeah, a long time, yeah.
The receptor that we use is made of silver. And I don't know if people realize that, like you say, it's a natural antibiotic, and it heals, Fred. And I don't know if people really realize that the silver actually heals us, along with getting rid of what it has to get rid of. In other words, maybe you have lead in your body or penicillin or something that you had when you were younger that comes out. But it also purifies. And I don't think that people really realize that, and I know you've talked about it before, but I just wanted to bring it up and let them know that that necklace is very powerful. It's more powerful than I can even realize, and I can see energy pretty clearly, Fred. And I'm realizing that the energy is higher. It's actually stronger with the silver energy than it is with the gold energy.
Yeah, it's more pointed towards the antibacterial aspect.
Right.
The gold energy is like a flat healing energy overall, you know.
Yes.
Feeling you know, here let's have a buzz kind of thing. Whereas the silver one is kind of intense. It takes care of business in your body, you know.
Yes,
the other
it does.
One is good for the emotional body, astral body, and long-term effects are great. You know, I have a gold one here with a platinum bridge, you know. And platinum works a lot like silver, too. They both,
yes.
In my book, The Death of Ignorance, we talk about the structure, the molecular structure of platinum, and it looks like a tiny cross, like a Christos. And that's where we're taking the one of the new receptors for the professional line. Will have a cross-looking structure on it, this exact duplication on the bridge of a platinum atom, you know, molecule. Yeah, so what we're doing now is we're capturing these shapes and we are putting them, you know, to work basically for us in another way because, you know, the bridge is a very high energy focal point of anyone.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, you know. And bridges shape the energy quite a bit, and we've learned that.
Yes.
Now.
Well, I think not that I'm Jewish, but the Star of David is an extremely powerful tool. And you told me that you have a six-sided star.
Yeah, we have one of those. That's the professional one, the negotiator we call it, has one like that. It has, I don't know, one of them has 17 gemstones in it. We counted them the other day. I think it's that one. Yeah, 17 different gemstones. It's all in a special place. You know, they're all
right,
located. I'll send you. Well, you don't.
That
you get a computer,
really
I can send you pictures of these things because we're on the computer designing them right now. You know?
That's incredible.
Yeah, you think you'll have
that's really incredible.
So you think you'll have a computer one of these days?
I'll have a computer one of these days, Fred, yes.
Oh, good.
I will. I will. I just, right now I've got, you know, what I'm going through. So I just have, I'm going back in another month to see where I stand. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, so how's your practice?
And, practice is actually, Fred, I'm gaining a lot of energy back, tremendous energy back, and I'm up to, I shouldn't be doing it because all my friends are killing me. I'm up to 6 people a day. They want me to stay down to 3 and 4 a day. But you know me, I just, I get strong every day. I don't like to sit down and just, you know, sort of fall apart. I'm busy. I keep myself very, very busy. I owe a lot to you and your work. I mean, your tools are really fabulous, and I use them right to the hilt as much as I possibly can. And, they really help me a lot. I mean, you talk about energies, and, we're talking about astral stuff that's so powerful. And, so I'm in it. I'm in it. I'm using it. And, I think a lot of people, are going to start using these tools that you have at different levels than they even thought of. So the more they wear them.
Yeah, they're, you know, some of the most powerful actors in the business use them and wear them, and some martial artists and a lot of business people now, even Wall Street people are starting to buy them. I mean, the strata that we're reaching now is a lot broader. It used to be kind of like New Age people and, you know,
yes,
kind of airy-fairy types that sort of, they believed in it, but they didn't understand it. Well,
right,
the real pragmatists just didn't get it, you know. But I'm seeing
yeah,
a complete switch yeah, now. The pragmatists are some of our most
right,
customers, and they're very, and they feel them, too. I mean, you know, sometimes
yeah,
they have to put a power dome on them to detox their liver or something, but they're feeling it really well.
Yeah, they should be feeling it. It's there's a lot stronger energy out now, and I think what's happening, this is what's happening for me, that the aura becomes very, very strong, almost to a point where when I put my hands up about 4 feet above the body, if I don't put my hands down too fast, I can actually, the energy is so strong coming out of the bodies that the energy in the aura and the heart is so strong that if I take my hands about 4 feet above it and try to press down, it becomes stronger. So the energies that are going into my clients, when I wear my receptor and my projector, and also, you know, I get out of my own way so God can certainly do his work, and it's strong, Fred. I mean, I can't tell you how strong it is. All I can tell you is I can see the auras. I've had people call me from California, and by the time I'm done healing them, I can take my hand and press against their aura, and they can feel that.
Wow.
And they'll actually feel the energy, and I'll tell them that the aura, people think it's a foot away from the body or 2 feet away from the body, and it's eternal. And it actually goes to heaven. I mean, the energy is so strong. And so what I'm telling people is that when they're walking into a crowd of people and their energy is pure, and it's pretty pure stuff, I've been working on my clients for a long time, and their minds are very clear. So what happens is the aura is so strong that when they're walking in a group of people, you can change somebody's life forever.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Just by clearing the aura.
Yeah,
and you don't have to work at it. It's nothing that you have to work at.
I know.
All you have to do.
That's the amazing thing of quantum energy. You know, once you have the entanglement process going in your body, it's instantaneous forever. Once those two electrons and those photons are hooked up, it's forever. It's not
yes,
the kind of healing that temporary. As soon as the healer leaves the room, the person, you know, drops dead again or something.
Yeah,
not like that at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing a different breath right now. What I'm doing and what I was told to do is to take the breath and blow it into the aura, and I do it very gently. And I did it on a program 2 weeks ago, and people were calling me and telling me they could feel the change in their aura just by me blowing into the aura. And that was given to me. I had a voice come down and tell me to do that. And it just makes a big difference, Fred. So the purer we become, and you start wearing these receptors and projectors, the purer you become, the better off you're going to be in the clients around you. And you could heal people without even healing them. And that's the important part about it.
Yeah, the healing process is nothing more than an alignment and a correction. And usually what people have done to get sick in the first place is they've entangled with the wrong energy, so they have to unentangle with that energy. And the only way you can do it is rise above that frequency. Of course, if you fall back down into that frequency, you'll be sensitive to the original problem. But that's why you have disciplines, and that's why it's important to understand how this stuff works, you know.
It's very important. Actually, Fred, it's pretty simplistic. You put the mask on, you go to work, and things start clearing all by themselves.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing you have to do. All you've got to do is drink water, keep yourself as clean as you possibly can in your mind, and things will just start to change. You just
The mind is very important. Yeah. I think we have a caller there. Sounded like it anyway. Is there a caller on the line? I guess not. I thought I heard somebody.
Yeah. Right. But the idea of it is to keep your mind as you possibly can. It really does make a big difference.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And letting go is probably the most important value that I can tell people is that when you start. Hello?
Hello. Hey, Stephen.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Who's this?
Good.
Rick from Chicago.
Oh, hi, Rick in Chicago. How's the weather back there? Cold?
Yeah, a little bit. Actually, snow's melting a little bit today.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, a little sun then.
Yeah, a little warmer during the day today.
Oh, excellent. So what can we do for you?
I just want to talk with you guys a little bit. I had a question about switching my stone out for my receptor.
Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe you guys could give me a little insight into that or something.
Yeah, go ahead and tell them about it, Steve.
What kind of stone do you have?
I have the duotone silver and then gold bridge with citrine right now. I've had that for maybe a little over a year.
The citrines, you actually need a blue sapphire.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. I think what will happen is that with the blue sapphire, you're going to open your heart a lot more. Your heart wants to open up more. It wants to be more joyful.
Yep. I talked with Mikkel maybe a month ago, and she was thinking about the red ruby, the ruby, she said. But
Ruby
will open up a lot more energy, but it seems to me that your heart's talking to me, and it wants you to have a blue sapphire. So it's up to you, whatever you want to buy, but... it seems to me that you need a lot more compassion in your life.
Oh, great. Thanks for that, Steve.
Stones are amazing. You have a dual tone now, so that's a pretty powerful piece anyway. So you got to be careful what's up on the bridge. If it isn't working for you, it's going to be it's going to be a little bit of a rough ride. If you had that citrine for a year, your body's outgrowing that. You know, you need to go to the next weaker link in the chain, the DNA chain.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. And when I talked to Mikkel, she's like, well, some people, you know, just really vibe with a certain stone and that works for them. And she said, you know, just, you know, kind of sit back and think. And so I really appreciate that little advice. So.
Well, her advice is not wrong. Her advice is right. My only thing is I just go a little bit deeper, and your heart really wants to sing. And it really wants to give you a lot more compassion than you're handling right now. And what will happen is with the compassion, you'll open up more. So the idea of it is that you need to build compassion and love and just let it go. I mean, that's what's happening. That's what I'm hearing. So she's not wrong with that. It's just taking you in a different direction. That's all.
Oh, yeah, that's really what I was calling in for, and I really do appreciate that from you, Steve. So thanks for all the good work
Absolutely.
You guys are doing.
Sure.
Have a good night.
Very good.
You too.
That's neat how these things work, I'll tell you. The bridge system is amazing on the nuclear receptor. It really is.
Well, it does make a big difference. I mean, there are frequencies that are really, really great. And sometimes what we need to do is you don't need such a high-frequency stone as the ruby. Sometimes you need something to be more gentle with yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
I'm almost ready to step back to a sapphire. All this.
Yeah, so
I get going too fast because I got too much energy, you know, wearing the diamond.
Right.
I got a yellow diamond, which helps. I could never wear the white one. It was way too much for me. I tried that. It just
opened
me up like I was on speed or something, you know, so.
Right.
Didn't work for me at all.
Uh-huh.
I know the energy's high tonight because Buddy Boo here is normally he's pretty calm on my shoulder. Tonight he's chewing up my ear, took my hat off twice. My tea, he just chewed on the straw. Didn't give a bird too much speedy stuff because it's not good for a bird, but just a little bit of calming down. But
right.
He's wired tonight. As soon as he heard your voice, he just went nuclear over here. Yeah, I can't wait till
I feel honored.
I can't wait till you get a bird so you can have a bird on your shoulder when you show. Yeah.
It sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, he's quite a bird. He's got champagne tastes, and he loves classic music. I'm telling you, he Liberace would have really liked this bird.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
I wish I could bring Bella back on the show, but since she's got into this egg-laying mode, she will attack you. She'll be real calm, and then she feels it's time to go into her special house, her little breeding house. Regardless of where you are in the house, she'll bite the heck out of you. Just
really?
Oh, yeah, and then head for that box. And you never know how long you never know when the bite is coming. So
I'm just
healing up from a bunch of bites, learning how birds work when they're in that mode. They turn into pit bulls. You know, they have she has a box. It's about four times as big as a shoe box, and it's got compartments in it. It's got a big round hole in the front, and she goes in there.
Right.
Stick your hand in front of that when she's in there. She shook them out and attack you like a pit bull.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If she comes out on her own, you can do whatever you want with her, but you don't put your hand in there. That's how protective they are.
Right.
But imagine imagine them out in the wild in these, because they go into tree stumps, you know, up high in a tree, you know, like a tree that's broken off, it's got a knot in it somewhere, and they for a year at a time raising offspring.
Right.
And so the males bring them the food. And the males, like Buddy, he's a big flirt. We have an African gray, Princess, and when he's not with Bella, he's over there with an African gray hanging out.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but she doesn't it. She's jealous. When she sees him over at Princess's house, he crawls in, he opens up the water gate, you know, where you put the water in, crawls in. You wake up in the morning, he's in there with the wrong bird.
Wow.
Yeah, he's in with a completely different species, even. He doesn't care.
Right.
If it's a female bird, he's after it. Yeah.
Wow. So now he's starting to feel his oats now.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely feeling a lot of oats, you know.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
They start breeding at about a year and three quarters. He's not quite understanding. Quite how to work this yet, but I noticed that if you give him a couple of drops of champagne, just a tiny little bit, changes and he gets real loving towards the bird he's supposed to.
Really?
Yeah, he goes over and starts
and
rubbing her with his beak, and she loves it. But he only does it when it takes the edge off, I guess.
Right.
And what I figured is in the wild, these birds eat a lot of berries, right? And berries have to ferment in the wild and turn into wine. So I imagine these birds get a small amount of alcohol in the wild by fermenting fruit and stuff. And they drink it. So a little bit doesn't seem to hurt them any.
And
they have a tendency, they know when they're supposed to stop. They won't get crazy with it. They'll just take a little bit and take the edge off and then they stop, you know. I've never seen a drunk bird, in other words.
You know? Yeah.
Except maybe the blue and gold. The blue and golds will drink. That's a pirate bird. That's the one you always see on the shoulder of a pirate.
Is that the one that looks like a pirate or something like that?
So they're about 3 feet long, those big blue and gold ones. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, those will drink and get drunk. Those birds, that's why they would call them pirate birds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, how interesting.
Yeah, so birds are real interesting.
Well, you have a lot of fun with your birds.
Oh, yeah, we play with them all the time, you know. It's I worked and I wrote my book. I had both of them down here helping me write my entire book. They were on a little.
Right.
So there's a lot of bird influence in my writing now.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I know that. How's Michelle doing? I haven't seen her in a long time.
She's fine. She's out shopping right now, and every time she goes shopping, she disappears for a day.
Ah.
She took off around 3 o'clock, and I'll probably see her around, I'd see her another hour or so.
Cool.
She goes out now. She doesn't go out much anymore. She likes it here. It's pretty.
I bet she does.
Yeah, it's pretty nice here. We don't have to do a. We eat a lot. We used to go out to dinner 3 times a week, and now we go out once every 2 weeks if we're lucky.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a luckily
How
we have a
large.
How are
your trees doing out there?
Huh?
Your trees should be doing. Your trees are probably doing good, aren't they?
Yeah, though. Since we feng shui'd the area and I put the pond in and put the rocks around. And we set up the Firestar orb and a lot of Paradigm products. Like what I talk about that book show, it affected the entire property, and all the avocado trees went nuclear, and all of a sudden produced. We got more avocados. They're all over the place now.
Right.
And when I came out here a year and a half ago, there was avocados, but they were crappy. They were little old things, and they weren't worth a damn. You know, they were okay, but there weren't that many of them. Now they're all over the place. There's 3 times.
There must be a big thing for avocados out there, isn't there?
Yeah, this is where we live is the avocado area for the whole United States. It's the number one producer.
Wow. Gotcha.
Yeah. So there's.
That's great.
Yeah, they get tons of them. We have 5 acres of them on our property here.
Yeah. So you're going to have all kinds of receptors. You're going to have the professional receptors.
Yeah, I'm working on having some of those. Getting them made for the show.
Okay.
And then. Once they, I hit the wrong button here and I stopped my broadcast. Hope I didn't lose all my viewers. It gets back on again, though. So anyway, hopefully we'll have them ready by the show. It's only a month away, but we're working on them. They're pretty complex. So we're working on getting them ready. And it's not cheap. These are not going to be, these are professional units. They're not going to. When you put 17 gemstones on one of these things, it's not going to be the lowest of our product line in cost. I mean, these are not cheap. Uh-huh. But the delivery that we'll get will be amazing, totally amazing.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be great. When we talked about that about 3 or 4 weeks ago, you were telling me about it, and I just got such a rise out of it that, you're going to have something that's more powerful and you'll be able to wear it with silver.
It's going to be less money than a solid gold one by quite a bit. More money than a duotone. But something that it's professionals, it's something that you while you're working on people, but you wouldn't be wearing it at dinner. You know what I mean? It's not made to go out to dinner. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how that works.
It's interesting because the units themselves, whichever one you have, are pretty powerful, but this new one ought to be really something else to work with.
Yeah, I can't wait to get one made, I'll probably have one in a week or so, at least one of them.
Cool. Then I'll be able to feel the energy of it then.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun.
I'll send you some pictures. I wish you can borrow somebody's computer, right?
My brother's got a computer, but I don't know what his codes are to get on it, but I'll find out and maybe we can send it through him, and I'll be able to take a look at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll be... Actually, I'm seeing the colors of it, and it seems to be very white, almost pure white light. Once you make contact with your body, it's got a much higher frequency. I'm looking at the frequency of it right now. And the color that's coming out of the back is white, yellow. Inside the yellow is a very high blue light. So that's pretty strong, Fred.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty strong. So I'm looking at it now. Yeah, that seems to be really, really strong.
They're really unusual looking devices. They don't really look, they're completely alien looking to what you would normally think a receptor would look like. The only thing that's even close, of course, is the back plate, the disc plate. Every other aspect of it is completely different. And it's not, the bridges do not resemble in any way, shape, or form anything we've ever done before. They are really wild looking things.
Well,
yeah.
what I'm seeing, Fred, is that it's coming out the back, but the amazing thing is that it's lighting up the whole spine.
Yeah, these are very powerful.
From the tail all the way up to the brain,
This idea, you know, it's like Einstein. He was stuck before he did relativity, you know, and then suddenly something came to him and he was doing relativity. It hit him one night. He was depressed. He was stuck. Because he'd been working on the black light energy, you know, which is heat transfer, and that's what he got a Nobel Peace Prize for. Nothing to do with the universe. He was just working on when you heat up a piece of metal, it changes colors. Why does it do that? Basically, that's all he was doing. And then he got this thing for the relativity, and his life changed. Well, I guess you call them eureka moments. Well, the other night I never thought about. You know, I've been working on trying to get the right publishing deal for my book. I had no concern about any changing the products because the product lines are doing fine. And was the other night sitting here at my desk or somewhere in the house, I don't know where I was, and it said, go get your pencil and paper. Okay.
Right.
I got the notebook right here. And you're now having, and then I started drawing this thing. And then another one came, and I got four of them that night.
Wow.
Called the Musician, that's really wild-looking, and you should see the one for the heart. There's one called the Heart. One has like an Egyptian Ankh on it, and I don't even know what that one's for. And they gave me like five designs, and Mikhail picked up on a sixth one a couple of days later and did one. And, and I just came from somewhere else. It didn't come out of my head. And so when that happens... It's thrilling. I mean, that's the way the product line's been created, but there's been nothing new added in quite a while. We've just improved on what we had, but now we got brand new stuff again. We're jumping
out. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's really good, Fred. Well, you've got, I don't know where you get it from, but your intuition is right on target.
Yeah, so anyway,
really
you're going to have, we're running out of time. We're at 5:55.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it didn't last. And you're probably frozen back there. So put your phone number out because we got a huge bunch of people over on Ustream that watch the show, hundreds of them literally. What's your phone number about your show?
Thank you. It's area code 585-746-8321, 585-746-8321. My show is on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Friday night.
Yeah, you're a Friday nighter now.
Yeah, Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday night. That's right, because it's Thursday night.
Yeah, I'm on Saturday. Yeah.
I picked up more listeners on my Thursday night than I had on my Saturday or Friday night show.
Really?
Yeah. It's interesting.
Really?
Fun doing this.
It's wild. Great.
Yeah, check Harris's show at bbsradio.com, www.bbsradio.com. Of course, this show is on Ustream and BBS Radio. My website is pyradyneparadigm.com. You can just type Dr. Fred Bell in the search engine. And our phone number here is 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. And you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show. And we're going to get whacked off here in a minute, chopped off, because we've been running the show over in a makes it hard for them to get the next guest up. So anyhow, Steve, I want to cut you loose here, man.
Okay, buddy.
And
take care.
And we'll talk soon. Bye.
You
Thanks
bet.
For the show, man.
Okay, man.
Bye.